Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ian Hoke, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Hey, how was your weekend with the guys in Mississippi?
It was amazing. We got up there, you know, Friday afternoon. It was quite dark by then. Yeah, I was like, I don't know. We got there probably 7 or 8. But, man, what a nice time, you know, just for anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about. Every year, me and some of the boys, we just get out together and go stay at my friend Dylan's aunt's house. Outside of Foxworth, Mississippi, and we did that. And we just don't really have an agenda. We just bring a lot of good food and some Miller's Light. And
maybe other things.
And we have we played board games and shot BB guns and named movies at each other, and it was great. And I especially want to thank Rudy, who we spoke to on Friday.
Rudy!
Attention to the Red Bluff. Which I knew that it existed. This is geological formation in Mississippi. Like I don't know what caused it exactly. Some erosion, some sort of sinkhole, but it was real close to where we were staying. And I said, "Oh man, I better go check that out." And brothers and sisters, the Red Bluff, Mississippi geological formation is amazing, and you got to get out there. Amazing!
Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's got these big, like, steep, sloping red cliffs,
yeah,
you know, in the middle of the forest. So it's visually striking, the color of the soil there and the clay and the sand and all that. It's just beautiful, and you can tell there's been a lot of erosion over the years. We spoke to some people that were kind of hanging out around there, and they told a story about, oh yeah, you know, it gets a little bit bigger every year, and it's actually, they've had to move the highway twice farther away from this pit because it keeps eroding the highway. And the highway that we walked in on, I mean, I'll show you the picture later, but it's like halfway gone. And so you're walking, you know, down the left lane of this highway, and the right lane is, a 60-foot drop.
Wow. What's at the bottom of the cliffs?
Just more sand.
Okay. So,
you know, I saw a couple, you know, there's like a couple tires and beer cans and stuff down there, but it's not filthy. Same amount of garbage you'd expect to see anyway.
Yeah. Is it an angle that would allow you to slide down it?
To a point, yeah. So like the top edge, right?
Yeah.
Right where it goes straight down.
Yeah.
And then it sort of slopes out like there. So
okay.
If you jumped off the top for some reason, which you should not do, you'd have a pretty, probably an injurious fall, I would guess. You'd hurt yourself. But then after that, you could kind of scoot down on your butt or whatever.
So look, a bunch of guys sitting around drinking beer and playing board games. I can't think of anything more exciting.
And we watched Ghostbusters 2.
Oh God,
doesn't hold up. Not great. Oh, yeah. You don't even like Ghostbusters 1.
I'm not even a big fan. I mean, I'm a fan of the concept. I love the actors, but the ghosts look too cartoonish for me. I don't get it. I mean, maybe it's my generation, but I don't really get it. I respect the fact that you guys like it. And I mentioned Friday that this is a much of these people are Ian's theater friends. And I wondered if they like spoke in terms of like scripts, like if you're looking for somebody, wherefore art thou? Yeah, we're over here drinking beer.
Yeah, no, we just kind of talk to each other like men.
Real men.
Yeah, men, manly men, throwing it out up there.
Yeah, I'm kind of envious because, as I said Friday, I've never had friends to that point. I've never gone drinking with the guys. I've never gone out to dinner with the guys. I would never go on a weekend with the guys. But I think that kind of camaraderie is great. My friends have been females over the years.
Yeah.
People that I've confided in have been females, not males. But I do have some male friends, but very, very, very few. So I respect that. Part of that is just, I'm a bit on the reclusive side. My OCD, I think, contributed to that over the years. But, you know, I respect that you get together with the guys, but it's not my thing.
Yeah, I was talking to Julia about it when I got home yesterday, and she said that she had gone out with one of the other guys' wives, and they went out and had a couple drinks on Saturday night. And she said to Julia, I'm so glad that they have this. You know, because a lot of men don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about the sort of loneliness epidemic in America, and what are men even, you know, like, not that we don't know what a man is, but, you know, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful.
No, I think it is. It's very healthy. I would think that is in some ways maybe the ultimate therapy session.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, we had fun. We goofed off. We drank a lot of beer and played the board games or whatever, but we also had a lot of great, really interesting conversations about things that matter. You know, we talked about our own lives and what our hopes and dreams and desires are, and most of the other guys have families or kids at this point, and we talked about that and about fatherhood and about careers. We talked about politics. We talked about faith. I mean, it was really cup filling.
I think it's really great. I mean, it is, and I'm glad you have that.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.